The Rambam, in the very first Mitzvah Saseh, writes, HaMitzvah HaRishona, Hi Atzivu Yashir Tzivanu L'Hamin HaElokos. So the first Mitzvah is Emuna BeElokos. V'hu Shenamin, Sheyesh Sham Ila V'Siba, Hu Poel L'Chol Enimtsov, V'Omer Yisparach Anoch Yishem L'Kacha. The Rambam understands Anoch Yishem L'Kacha as a mitzvah, the minyan of mitzvahs, and that's the mitzvah of emuna, of belief slash understanding of a Kadosh Baruch Hu. He quotes the Gemara in the end of Makos, Tayag mitzvahs namru lo l'Moshe b'Sinai, Torah tzivah lo l'Moshe. And the Gemara has that Anochi v'lo yeh mipi agvura shamim. So 611 plus 2, yes, it is 613. And the Gemara says that those two that were mipi agvura are in the minyan mitzvahs. So it seems pretty clear, says the Rambam, that Anochi, which the Rambam presents as the mitzvah of Emuna, is in the minyan hamitzvahs. The Ramban here notes that the Bahag does not include Emuna in the minyan mitzvahs. And he suggests that according to the Bahag's approach to minyan mitzvahs is that he only includes those mitzvahs that are more action or inaction oriented and not totally philosophical in nature. He writes, the Ramban, Vanir midaito shalabal halachos ein minyan tayag mitzvahs el gezeirosav yisala shegazer aleinu lasos. So it only applies, the Bahag only counts mitzvahs that either are Gzeiros Hashem what to do, essays, or los essays what not to do. Aval ha'emuna b'mitzi'uso yis'ala, but belief in Hashem, shodiya osa aleinu eleinu ba'osa sebebosa megili yashkina le'einenu, kuwa ikr v'ashore shemimenu noldu ha'mitzvahs, lo yimna b'chashbonu. So that is the basis, that is the fundamental preamble to all the mitzvahs, but as such, it's not counted in the minyan mitzvahs. Without emunah, nothing gets off the ground. Without emunah, without belief in a Kadosh Baruch Hu's existence, there are no mitzvahs. So that's on a different level than the mitzvahs in minyan mitzvahs, and that's why the Bahag doesn't count it. What about the Gemara in the end of Makos that counts Anochi in minyan mitzvahs? So the Bahag must have understood that Anoch and Lo Yiya are references to the actual details of Avodah Zarah, Isra Avodah Zarah, and it's not counted because of the Emuna Shebo as such. So that's the Rambam Mitzvah Saseh Aleph, Ramban's understanding of the Bahag, whether Emuna itself appears in Minyan and Mitzvah. So that is Emuna. What is bitachon? Bitachon does not appear in the minyan mitzvahs. But let's begin by reading a few pieces in a few lines in the Chazon Ish's Emunah Bitachon. I printed out some copies here for those in the room, and I'm going to try to screen share for those of you at home. It's two sheets for each of you. Okay, let's try to pull it up here. 1 second. Now, to give credit, Rabbi Daniel Stein wrote a worthwhile essay in Tradition Summer 2010 entitled The Limits of Religious Optimism, the Chazon Ish and the Altar and the Vardik on Bitachon. But he highlighted there, or at least sensitized me to what we'll see is a fundamental machlokes as to what the essence of Bitachon is. One second, I'm having trouble opening this up. I'm not sure why this isn't working. Okay, I apologize. I'm going to start reading. I'm going to try to bring it up on the screen as I start reading. So we're looking at the Chazon Ish's Emunah U'Bitachon Perek Beis. Okay, I'm just pulling it up. The PDF that I created, some of it disappeared, so I'm just pulling it up on Osir Chachma, and then I should be able to share a screen. Okay. Okay, here we go. Okay. Fine. So the Chazon Ish begins Perek Beis, and we're going to be talking as follows. Tos noshenes niz azrecha b'lev rabbi b'musag bitachon. There's a fundamental mistake that people have as far as what the meaning of bitachon is. Shem bitachon hamashamesh l'mida mehulala v'ikaris b'fiyah chasidim. So that colloquial term that people use to refer to bitachon as a midah of chasidim, niftovva b'musag chova lahanin, was circled in with, confused with the musag of the obligation to believe. B'chol mikresha pogesh adam v'hamidaso likras atid v'lti mukhra. Namely, in any situation where a person is at a crossroads, there's an uncertain future. We don't know what's going to be. Ushnei drachin ba'asid, and there are two paths going forward. Achav tova v'loshnei. One of the paths we view as objectively favorable, positive, and the other path we view as objectively negative and undesirable. Ki betach yahatov. So this understanding of bitachon that the Chazon Ish is coming lafuke would say that bitachon means it's definitely going to work out for the best. V'im mistapek v'choshesh al hipach hatov humuchos bitachon. And if a person has doubt as to whether that's going to happen, if a person is doubtful whether he really will end up with the positive result, that's an indication that he's lacking in bitachon. So we'll see probably next time that in fact seems to be the understanding of bitachon in the Emunah B'Bitachon Miyuchas Ramban, which some say may be really authored by the Rivash, but some Rishon of note. But that's what the Chazon Ish is saying is incorrect. Bitachon doesn't mean that the best solution will always come to fruition. and that if a person doesn't fully isn't fully in that mindset, that's a lack in his bitachon, that he's not fully reliant on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ain't a razu bitachon achana. The Chazon said that's incorrect. Unless you have a nevuah that tells you this is what's going to happen, so the future is not decided. Is not known to us. Who knows what Hashem, so to speak, has in mind? So bitachon doesn't mean that the best eventuality will happen if you have bitachon. Doesn't mean that if you are fully reliant on Hashem, that then the good eventuality will definitely happen. Bitachon just means that you have the belief that nothing is happenstance. Whatever happens under the sun is from Hashem. Ubiyos pu'ula sa'amuna al orke achayim hibachal midos b'nei adam. And given that the action of amuna and the path strings of life is bachal midos b'nei adam, that's one of the midos a person needs to develop. Ukeshem shemidas hanava midas harachamim lechayotzi behen min amidos ein lehem mimikrei tzuras hagashem she tzuras hagashem kishur beketzev uvimida vimtafid kitzva tusa tzurasa. So what he means in this fancy language is that midos are not one size fits all. And mida doesn't have a physical ketz of a physical limit, a physical mida, physical size, such that if you don't fit into the right pattern or size of that mida, then you don't have that mida. Like if you have an actual physical kli, then if it's broken, it's not functional. So a mida is not something with the tzura, something with the shape that is finite and one size fits all. But rather, a mida is every mida has different dargas, and different people have different expressions of that mida. So every good person has a quotient of an element of midas anav and midas harachamim. Every good person has some of that midah within him. But not everyone's the same. Some have more, some have less, some have different manifestations of those midas. Kein midas ha'emuna. Yesh ba madrego zeh lamala mizeh. So there are dargas in emuna also. Ukitane amana gamke mechal maminim. That's a parsha of Sashavua connection. Noach. So even the even those who are miktane amuna, now Noach tani muna is not our miktane muna, but they're also maminim. Kevan she'enam bechalal kofrim maminim. As long as a person doesn't deny the essence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, even if he has limitations on emuna, but those limitations don't mean he doesn't have any emuna. Aval emunasim chalusha just means that his emuna is weak. Ve'ein pu'ulas emuna shaletes aleim. Rak neged averos hayosim rifrisamim asher kalitzibur nisharim behen mehem shemunasim yosir chazaka pu'ulasim yosi nikar. So some people's level of emuna is low, and that affects their observance. So they may shy away from bigger averos, but not smaller ones. And other people have higher quotients of emuna. The people have different levels of emuna, it's not one size fits all. I'm skipping a little bit now to Oath Beis. So the Chazon Ish says, Emuna ka'amor la'amor, Emuna bitachon achasi. Emuna bitachon is one and the same. Raka Emuna hi hamabada kali shalbala. Emuna, faith, is the global perspective. Babitachon hamabat shel amamin alatzma. And bitachon is the perspective of a person who has emuna about himself. Hamuna bebechinas halacha, vabitachon bebechinas maisa. So emuna is the fundamental, is the theory, is the halacha, and bitachon is the practice. Bitachon is how a person conceptualizes and understands the emuna that he has and its effect on his activities in life. The bitachon is that trust. Emunah is faith in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and bitachon is trust that whatever happens is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to happen. Nakel lios boteach b'shash ein ikir atafkid shel bitachon. So it's easy to have bitachon when the stakes are lower. Ach makashel lios boteach b'shash tafkido b'emes. So nakel shagir b'siv b'svasav is bitachon. It's easy to pay lip service to bitachon. Shehu lahalacha v'lala ma'isa. Rak nisaneg al demyonos mashirim umisamchim. Umeirov hayamim humatez asma umatez acherim. And then, if you're just paying lip service, you could be fooling yourself and fooling others. Ki amnam ala al benegila b'midas habitachon. Lamita Sadaver Mishamish Bemidazula Hatavas Halomos Neime Mal Asid Hakamos. So if a person's bitachon is dust, that he has positive thoughts that things are going to work out and everything's going to be okay and it'll be a rosy future, that's not bitachon. Amnam Bezos Yibachin in Pivoli Bashavan. How do we determine if the bitachon is authentic? It's not just lip service. Ha'ibateachu be'emes alach lama lishonot lisasif bitachon bitachon. Does he really believe in it, or is he just trained to parrot the word? Believe below konenim, it doesn't affect him. It doesn't reside internally. So how do you determine whether a person really has bitachon? Kasher nifkash b'mikra hadoresh bitachon. If you have a situation that calls for bitachon, v'asher b'shazu tafkido shel bitachon. Linahala lehu lachlima lerfoso. Ha'im b'shasha kasha zu panel bitachon. When the going gets tough, do you still invoke bitachon? V'yistachba, meaning you're trusting Kadosh Baruch Hu that things will be the way Kadosh Baruch Hu wants them. Not that you have a expectation of a positive outcome per se, but dafka b'shazu lo panel ilav upanel ravim b'shate chazav elam sa'im ugunim b'tachbulos shav. Then the Chazon Ish is going to go on to describe some lemaise examples of this, which maybe we'll look at next time. And we'll have to contrast that with the Amunah B'Tochen of the Ramban L'Rivash, where his opening paragraph is the very opposite of this, that Amunah B'Tochen are not two sides of the same coin, but that has a very different understanding of B'Tochen, and maybe we'll do that next time. Is that a question, Zach? Okay. Okay, we'll try to work on the connectivity for next time, and hopefully we'll be seeing more of you in person as circumstances allow.